नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 2 वर्स 16। लिंक इन द नेक्स्ट 3 वर्सेस आल्सो द नेचर ऑफ द रियल स्पिरिट द अनरियल मैटर बॉडी इज ड्वेल्ट। नास्तो विद्यते भावो नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तस् त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः। द अनरियल हैज नो एक्जिस्टेंस एंड द रियल नेवर सीजेस टू बी। द ट्रूथ ऑफ बोथ दीज has been perceived by the seers of truth. Amen. Nasato vidyate bhavo. This body neither existed in the past, before birth, nor will exist in the future after death, and is also perishing at present. Thus, actually, it is non-existent. This body is the world in miniature. The change in the body signifies the change in the world. Similarly, the non-existence of a body signifies the non-existence of the world in all the times. The entire world is burning like wood continuously in the fire of time. On firewood being burnt, ash remains, but this time fire consumes the world in such a way that no remains are left. There is total annihilation of the world. Therefore, it has been said that the unreal has no existence. Na bhavo vidyate satah. The real never ceases to be. The Atma, the spirit or soul, remains constant. It existed before the birth of the body, exists now, when the body is undergoing change, and will exist after the death of the body. Similarly, God also ever remains the same, while the world undergoes a change every moment. A vital fact. The world is kaleidoscopic. It changes every moment, so it cannot be seen in the same state the very next moment. Bodies are taking birth and dying every moment, but the process is not perceived with these dull physical eyes. Though there is a continuous process of birth and death of the bodies, yet the process is not perceived because of the subtle speed of time. Similarly, the world is also perishing all the time, but it is not perceived because the senses, mind and intellect, etc., also belong to the same class to which the world belongs. So how can the perishable perceive the perishable? Only the imperishable self, the spirit, can perceive it. Secondly, the self cannot perform any activity without assistance of the world, body, senses, mind, and intellect. It proves that all activities take place in the world rather than in the self. The self has no affinity with activities and objects. It proves that the world with body, mind, senses and intellect, etc., is non-existent. Only the super soul God is ever existent, whoever remains untainted and is the basis and illuminator of the entire world. Ubhayor api drishtontas tvanayos tattva darshibhi. Seers of truth have perceived the truth about the real and the unreal, or the soul and the body. The fact is that the real is ever existent. The unreal has no existence, but it seems to exist because of the light of the real. Therefore, the essence of the real Sat and the unreal Asat is Sat, ever existent. The real has been called as Para Prakriti, higher or sentient nature. Gita, chapter 7, verse 5. Kshetrajna, self, soul. Gita, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Purusha, spirit. in chapter 13, verse 19, and Akshara, the imperishable, in chapter 15, verse 16. While the unreal has been called Apara Prakriti, lower or insentient nature, Kshetra, non-self, Prakriti, matter, and Shara, the perishable. Arjun is grieved by thinking that the warriors will die. So the Lord explains that the real never dies and the unreal never exists as it is continuously dying. Therefore, it is not wise to grieve. In the 11th verse, it has been said that Pandita, the wise, grieve neither for the living nor for the dead. In the 12th and the 13th verses, the word Dhira, wise or enlightened, has been used for the person who realizes the distinction between the soul and the body. In the 15th verse, also Dhira has been used for a person who does not grieve over the decay of the body and the world. In the 16th verse, Tattva Darshi, ears of truth, has been used for a discerning person who distinguishes between the real and the unreal. All these words, Dhira, etc., show that the wise do not grieve. And if they grieve, it means that they are not wise. Appendix. The ever-existent entity self is real, and except that entity, whatever prakriti, nature, and its evolutes, actions and objects are, they are all unreal and kaleidoscopic. Those great souls who have realized the truth about both the real and the unreal, that is, those who have realized the self hold that the unreal has no existence and the real never ceases to be. That is, there is nothing except that entity, the real. The Lord in the 14th and 15th verses describe the transitory nature of the body. Here the same has been described by the expression Nasato Vidyate Bhavaha. The unreal has no existence. And in the 12th and 13th verses, the eternal nature of the Shariri, the self, was described. That has been mentioned here by the expression Na Bhavo Vidyate Sataha. The real never ceases to be. Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sataha. In these 16 letters, there is the gist of all the Vedas, Puranas and scriptures, Asat and Sat. These two have been called by several names, such as Prakriti, nature, and Purusha, self, Shara, perishable, and Akshara, imperishable, Sharira, body, and Shariri, self. Transitory and eternal, perishable and imperishable. Whatever is seen, heard, understood, thought of and determined, etc., is unreal. And the organs of senses by which the actions of seeing, hearing and thinking, etc., are done are also unreal. And whatever seen is also unreal. In the half verse, 16 letters, three roots have been used. Bhusattayam, as abhava and bhava. Two, as bhumi, as asataha and sataha. And vid sattayam, as vidyate and na vidyate. Although these three roots mean only an entity, as in their subtle form, they have also their independent meanings, as the meaning of bhu, root, is utpatti, origin. The meaning of us, root, is satta, entity, existence. And the meaning of vid, root, is vidyamanata, existence of the present. The meaning of the expression Nasato Vidyate Bhava means Asataha Bhava Na Vidyate. That is, the unreal has no existence or the unreal is non-existent because it is continuously perishing, changing. The unreal is not present. The unreal is not acquired. The unreal is not constant. The thing which is born certainly dies. This is the rule. As soon as it is born, it starts perishing at once. It perishes so quickly that no one can see it two times. That is, having seen it once, it can't be seen in the same condition the second time. This is the principle. The thing which has no existence at any time is always non-existent. Therefore, the world is always non-existent. However existence we may give to the world, however importance, value we may attach to it, but it doesn't exist at all. The unreal is neither acquired, nor was acquired, nor will ever be acquired. It is not possible to acquire the unreal. Na bhavo vidyate sata. This expression means sata abhava na vidyate. That is, the real never ceases to be. Rather, the real is existent. It is never non-existent, changeable. The entity which ceases to be is not called the real. The entity of the real is ever existent. The real is ever present. The real is ever attained. The real is ever constant. The real never ceases to be in any place, thing, person, action, incident, circumstances, state and time, etc. The reason is that the place, time and thing, etc. are unreal, kaleidoscopic. But the real ever exists the same. In it, there is never any change. It never ceases to be. Therefore, the real is ever existent. To whatever extent we may deny the existence of the Supreme Soul, to whatever extent we may neglect Him, to whatever extent we may have disinclination for Him, to whatever extent we may disregard Him, to whatever extent we may contradict His existence by giving arguments, but He never ceases to be. Thus, the non-existent of the real is not possible. No one can destroy the imperishable entity. Gita, chapter 2, verse 17. Ubhayorapi drishtaha. Seers of truth have not created, produced the real entity, but they have seen it, that is, perceived the truth about it. It means that non-existence of the unreal and existence of the real, the truth of both of these, have been perceived by the liberated, enlightened souls who perceive only the real entity, that is, realize the self-evident is. The base of the unreal is also real, and the truth about the real is also real. By knowing this, in the view of the exalted souls, no other entity except the real is remains. The non-existence of the unreal and the existence of the real prove that only the real exists. In that real entity, there is no duality as deha, body, and dehi, self. So long as the unreal existence is assumed, there is discrimination. But when the unreal ceases to exist, then discrimination changes into self-realization. Ubhayorapi drishtontas tvanayos tatvadarshibhi. In this expression, in ubhayorapi, there is discrimination. In antaha, there is self-realization. And in drishtaha, there is perception of the real. That is, discrimination changed into self-realization. And only the entity remained. There is nothing except that entity. This is the most important fact of the discipline of knowledge. The unreal has no existence. This is true, and the real never ceases to be. This is also true. It is the duty of a striver to accept this truth, A striver may have the realization or not. He has to accept this fact. One has to accept the entity is and to deny no. This is Vedanta. This is the main gist of the Vedas. In the world, in spite of the appearance of both existence and non-existence, there is predominance of non-existence. In God also, both of them appear, but there is predominance of existence. In the world within non-existence, there are existence and non-existence. And in God within existence, there are existence and non-existence. In other words, in the world within eternal disunion, there are union and disunion, while in God within eternal union, there are union and disunion, meeting and separation. Therefore, in the world, only non-existence persists, while in God, only existence persists. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.